经节，耶稣要让他知道，但是你行出来，你是不是有爱你的邻舍这件事情上，你行得出来，行不出来？
You see, being a neighbor is how we relate to someone because we have been in the presence of the living God.
我们所谓的邻舍，就是因为你是怎么样去回应你旁边的人，是因为你已经面对了这个永生的神，然后你去怎么样回应别人。
So I want to say that one more time because I think it's very, very important to the text.
我要再说一遍，因为是非常重要。
How we relate to being a neighbor is how we relate to someone else because we have been transformed by the living God.
我们对邻舍的态度如何，是因为我们当我们面对神，我们是如何为被神所改变以后的一个结果。
It's in this that Jesus is helping this lawyer understand that Jesus or God loving me doesn't just include me, but it includes everybody else around me.
所以耶稣讲说，当神爱你的时候，并不是说只是一个我而已，而是你旁边所有无数的我。
But I want you to look at verse 29.
我们看一下第二十九节。
Because the lawyer then responds with a justifying question when he says, "But who is my neighbor?"
我们看到这个律法师为要显明自己有理，就反问耶稣说：“那谁是我的邻舍呢？”
We already knew that the lawyer was just trying to trap Jesus, but now his motives become fully revealed.
那我们这个其实这个律法师只是想要这个设一个陷阱，给这个套子，让耶稣套下去。但是呀，我们知道他的目的了。
You see, asking who is my neighbor means who is the person that I am to love.Like I love myself.
他问谁是我邻舍，就是那个人是什么人，我必须要爱到就像我爱我自己一样。
He's not really interested in that question. He's interested in trapping Jesus.
他并不是对这个问题是真的有兴趣，想要得到这个答案。他的目的只是要把耶稣给套住。
But I want you to notice the skill and the mastery with which Jesus responds to his question.
那我们看耶稣他真的是智慧无边的，他的回答我们看他怎么回答。
Now Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable proper as we are most familiar with it.
耶稣就开始讲了一个撒玛利亚好人的这个故事。
So he describes in verse 30 a circumstance that could not be missed.
我们看第三十节，他形容这个背景是我们不能够有所误解的。
Listen to what he says. Listen to the details of what he says.
我们看一下他这个细节。
A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him.And went off, leaving him half dead.
好，这里说有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手里。他们扒去他的衣裳，把他打了个半死，就丢下他走了。
I think because of our familiarity with the text, sometimes we brush past the description Jesus just gave.
因为我们对这个太熟了，就是看了就过了。
Imagine what it would be like to come alongside a person who has been stripped naked.Who has been beaten and who is bleeding and laying in the middle of the road?
我们可以想象，当你路过一个人被打得半死，然后衣服都被剥掉了，然后浑身流血，是一个什么样的情况？
Jesus' overt description and details is because there's no way to miss this man's need.
耶稣用这么详细的形容这个情况，是因为让你不会有对这个现状有任何的误解。
Nobody could have possibly walked by this man and said, "Oh, I think he's going to be okay."
没有任何可以经过这样一个被打了半死、浑身流血又没穿衣服的人，认为说，这个人大概没事吧。
So Jesus' details are significant here because he's presenting a situation that nobody could have missed.
因为耶稣有这么详细的形容，就是因为让你知道，你不可能有所误解的，没有误解的余地。
However, we know that there are two people who miss it.
但是我们知道有两个人就的确就误解。
And I want you, I want you to note who these people were.
那我要知道，让你们知道这两个人是什么样一个人。
Three travelers come along, but we're going to focus on the first two.
Okay, 一共有三个人经过，我们首先要注意的就是前两个人。
In verse 31, the text says, "And by chance, a priest was going down that road."
三十一节，偶尔有一个祭司从这条路下来。看见他就从他那边过去了。
And he passed by on the other side.
就过去就不理了。
Now I want to stop and I want to draw your attention to something.
好，我现在停一下，请大家注意。
I don't know how this is in Chinese, but in English we have a tendency to talk about going somewhere as traveling down the road.
那 不晓得中文是怎么个说法，我们英文就说你去旅游的时候 你下到什么地，其实我们中文也差不多了。
And sometimes when we look at that text, and again I'm speaking from the English, we look at that text, we can just say, and the man was going somewhere, he just happened to be traveling along the same road.
那我们说这个人，如果你说这个人就是在路上走。
But the word down that Jesus uses here is a literal description of where he was heading.
但这里讲说下到一个地方，它就是的的确确是下到一个地方。
The road between Jerusalem and Jericho was a 15-mile stretch of road that descended from Jerusalem to Jericho 3,300 feet.
那我们知道从耶路撒冷到耶利哥是15迈，那从耶路撒冷到耶利哥是要这个差度，高度差度是3,300 feet.
In 1994, I had the opportunity to walk that road, and when I'm telling you, when you're going from Jerusalem to Jericho, you're going down.
Okay, 我他曾经去过，所以你如果从耶路撒冷到耶利哥，你就是下往下走。
What that tells us is that the man was leaving from his duty in the temple. And probably heading back home to Jericho.
So we see this 下字就知道这个祭司他是已经在圣殿的侍奉已经完毕了，他是在回家的路上从上往下走。
The second traveler is a Levite.
第二个人是一个利未人。
The Levite comes alongside this man, and he turns by and walks by on the other side.
那利未人也是经过这个人，也就走过而就算了。
Now the Levites were of the priestly tribe, but their responsibility was secondary at the temple.
那我们知道利未族他也是做祭祀族的，也是侍奉的，只是没有像祭司那么重要。
Now the text doesn't tell us which direction he was headed.
这里没有告诉我们这利未人是朝上还是朝下。
But most likely it's the same as the first.
那么可想很可能也是这样朝下的。
Here's the only reason why I bring that up.
我提出这个的唯一理由就是
The priest and the Levite both had responsibilities at the temple where they served before the living God.
那我提到这个祭司跟利未人，因为他们两个都是在神面前侍奉的人。
If indeed both of these men were traveling from their responsibilities at the temple and were going home and they ignored the need of the man, that means they left the presence of God unchanged.
那么可想而知，如果他已经侍奉完了以后，然后往下朝着耶利哥城回家的路上走，居然态度没有改变，我可想他在神面前没有改变。
It would be like a pastor that was in church and he was preaching to his people about how we need to love others for Jesus' name.
就好像一个牧师在台上大声疾呼说：“你们要为了耶稣的名要爱人。”
And then he goes out into the parking lot to his car, and there is a person who is bleeding and unconscious right by the door to his car, and he has to step over the person to get in his car and drive away, but does nothing to help him.
就好像讲完了这个信息以后，到了这个停车场，路在他车旁边躺了一个快要半死的人，他居然跨过这个人，然后进到车里面开车回家了。
We say to ourselves, how ridiculous is that?
我们就会说多么的可笑了，多么的是荒谬的事情。
But the indictment upon these two men is not only did they see the need and pass by.
那这两个人的这个过错是不只是他们经过不伸出救援手。
But the greater indictment is that they had been in the presence of God and they walked away unchanged.
最重要的是他们已经在神面前侍奉过，居然毫无改变。
I want you to remember that being a neighbor is how we relate to others because we have been transformed by the living God.
我们对我们邻舍的态度反映出我们在神面前是不是有所被神有所改变。
For Jesus' listeners, the arrival of these two men who served at the temple would have brought a moment of hope for the traveler who had fallen among thieves.
照我们的想法，这两个人在神面前刚侍奉完的这个对这个对这个把他绊死的人，应该是他们的是这个快死人的一个盼望吧，一个希望吧。
But each time Jesus continued with the story, and one came and saw him and then walked away, and another came and saw him and walked away. Hope for this man was depleting.
所以我们看这个祭司来了，过去了；利未人来了，过去的，就是在神面前侍奉过的人。然后一个希望破灭，接着另外一个希望又破灭。
So the question is, how can we say that we love God?
我们问题就是说，你怎么能说你爱神呢？
And not love our neighbors.
而不爱你的邻舍呢？
How can we come to sing the song Jesus loves me and not realize that that has impact on those who are around me as well?
我们怎么可以唱这首耶稣爱我，但是对我们周围的人却无所反应呢？
But there's a third man that comes along in the story.
哦，这里有个第三者。
And it's a Samaritan.
这是一个撒玛利亚人。
You can just almost hear as Jesus said, and a Samaritan was taking a journey, a groan from his Jewish audience that were listening to the story.
你几乎可以听到，当耶稣提到撒玛利亚人这个字，他的犹太的观众，你就可以听到一个很大声的一种一叹息声。
The Jews didn't have any love or respect for the Samaritans.
那我们知道犹太人对撒玛利亚人是非常的憎恶的。
In fact, one rabbinic opinion of Samaritans was this: He that eats the bread of Samaritans is like he who eats the flesh of swine.
哦，有一位这个拉比曾经说，这个吃这个撒玛利亚人的利亚人做的面包饼，就好像吃这个猪食一样。
That couldn't have been a lower opinion.
我想没有比这个更这个下的吧，更低的吧。
But we're told the Samaritan is on a journey and happens by the man, and he is changed.
那我们看到这个撒玛利亚在路上碰到这个半死的人，他是一个改变的人。
In fact, in verse 33, it says that he came across this man and saw him, and he felt compassion.
我们看三十三节说，唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
The words felt compassion in the Greek are one word.
那这个慈心在希腊语是一个字。
And that one word means to identify with someone's situation to such a degree that you cannot walk away and not be a part of the solution.
我们这边那个慧慧打得非常好，他说这里的感到怜悯，就是表示说你要感同身受到一个程度，说你不可能就视而不见就走过就算了。
Now we're not told the condition of the Samaritan, his spiritual condition.
我们这里并没有讲说这个撒玛利亚人他的属灵的状况如何。
But it's very clear that he stands out as the hero. He stands out as the example of how we are to live when we come across someone in need.
但是很明显的，他是这个故事里的英雄，他是一个好的榜样。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul.With all your strength and with all your mind, is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所谓的尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱你的神，就是要爱你的邻舍如己。
I think the most impactful component of the Samaritan's example is that word, those words, felt compassion.
那我觉得在这个整个故事里面最重要的关键的字眼就是这个。怜悯之心，起了慈心。
To feel compassion is to be compelled, to not be able to look away, to feel such a connection with the person in need that you can't help but be involved in their lives.
所谓的起了慈心，就是一个怜悯的心，就是你到一个程度说你不可能撇过头来不看，而不可能说无所行动。
This is what I believe that a transformation by the living God does within the life of the believer. It compels us to see the connection that we have with people who are hurting and who are struggling and who are hopeless because we have become the ones to carry that light to their lives.
同样的，这种慈心也应该在我们基督徒身上，就是我们被激动到一个程度，说我们不可能是看着周边有需要的、有困难的、有需要安慰的人而不去有所行动。
When you're transformed, you become compelled to be a part of what God has created you to do.
当你被神所改变的时候，你就一定会起的这个慈心，你不由己的就会起这个慈心，你就会做出一些回应的行动来。
During this past summer, I was a part of a celebration service where four of our churches had partnered together to go do mission work in Beaufort West, South Africa.
今年夏天我们有四个教会合在一起到这个南非。一个地方去做这个传道的工作。
Beaufort West sat as a way station, is really how it started, between Cape Town and Johannesburg.
所以这个地方叫做 Bofer， 中文不太晓得，是一个一个就是一个等于是一个废地一样，一个非常鄙陋非常穷困的一个地方。
It was a place where truckers would stop, and it became a place that was predominant for prostitution and child abduction.
Okay. 这个地方呢，就是因为很多这个开大卡车的司机所停下来这个休息的地方，所以就有很多相应而起的所谓生意，就是所谓娼妓啊，或者是绑架小孩子啊，把他们卖入为娼等等这些事情。
This team that went from Orange County to South Africa were there to help strengthen the local churches to provide sanctuary for these children who had were on the street and who were objects of abduction.
所以我们这个到那边就是帮助当地的教会能够对这些小孩子，如果他们是在街上游荡的话，就变成被人家绑架去或者被人家卖到什么地方的，帮助这些小孩子能够安顿他们。
Most of those who were on the team had never been before.
那很多我们对团队里面人从来没去过那种地方。
And when we met with them before they went, we told them, God will change your lives because of this, because you are His children.
那在走之前，我们就告诉这些人说，你去了以后，你的生命一定会有所改变。
I've never been to Beaufort West myself, but I knew that their lives would be transformed by seeing the need and the hurt of people.Because they were children of God.
我自己也没有去过，但是我那个预言说我们一定会改变，因为我们知道这些小孩子他是神的儿女。
And when we came back to that celebration, there was tears and there were brokenness as they were talking about how God used them to touch and help these children.
所以当我们回来了以后，我们就是大家在一起流眼泪，大家在一起说我们的生命真的是为神所改变了。
See, you can't be a person who has been transformed by the love of God and not see the plight of others.
你不可能是一个所谓为神所改变的人而看不到别人的难处。
To be a part of helping them in their need, in their struggle, in their hurts, and wanting them to see the hope of Jesus that you've experienced.
你应该会不由主的想要伸出援助之手。想要帮助他们能够重建，让他们看到神的爱，神的所带来的希望。
You see, you come to understand that Jesus loves me doesn't just include me; it includes all those who are around me as well.
所以我们现在应该明白，所谓的耶稣爱我，这个我并不只包括我自己而已，而是身边的所有的无数的我。
But there's great need all around us all of the time. We don't have to go off to Africa. We don't have to go somewhere else.Every day in our walk, there are needs.
但是我们身边人已经有许多有需要的人，我们不需要到南非或很远的地方，我们就看看我们周遭的人，就有很多需要我们帮助的人。
And the needs that we confront are not always physical needs. Sometimes they're emotional needs. Sometimes they're relational needs. Sometimes they're the spiritual needs of lostness.
所以我们看到需要不一定就是身体上的需要，很多时候我们看到是心理的需要，或者是灵命里面的需要，帮助的地方。
And you see, the application for the message for this morning is not where God's people go, but it is that they go. It's not what they do, it's that they do.
所以这个信息并不是说神的儿女你去哪里，而是你去不去的问题。不是说你要做什么，而是你做不做的问题。
The example of the Samaritan is that he was a neighbor because he cared about the man who was hurting.
这个撒玛利亚是一个好邻舍，是因为怎么样？他的确去帮助他的邻居了。
The example of the group that went to Beaufort West is that they were neighbors because they went and because they did something about the trials that were there.
那我们这一群去南非的这个人，他们也是一个所谓的好邻舍，是因为他们去了，他们做了。
The example of the one who gives clothing to someone who is naked is that they do that. They're a neighbor.
那我们这个好的榜样就是说，你看到一个人他赤身露体，你就去做，你就是一个好的邻舍。
The person who gives food to someone who is hungry, their example is that they are a neighbor.
你看到一个人他没有粮食了，没东西吃的时候，你给他粮食，你就是一个好邻舍。
The person who comes alongside a coworker who is hurting, who is struggling, and they love them and they listen and they spend time with them is that they're a neighbor.
如果你的同事他有心灵有创伤，他遇到困难的话，你肯听他倾诉，你肯就在那边听的话，你就是一个好邻舍。
The person who prays with a next door neighbor because they've got struggles is that they're a neighbor.
这个人如果肯跟他邻舍有困难的时候跟他们一起祷告，这个人就是一个好邻舍。
The person who forgives a brother or sister in Christ or even someone that's wronged them is that they're a neighbor.
一个人如果能够肯原谅他的基督徒的弟兄、基督徒的姐妹，甚至他的敌人，这个人就是一个好邻舍。
The example of a student that comes alongside that one student that seems to be put off, that seems to be outside of the mainstream, that nobody else cares about, is that they're a neighbor.
如果你在一个学生群里面看到一个学生，一个落落寡欢、没有人理的一个学生，你去接近他，你就是一个好邻舍。
When Jesus finished his story, when he finished the parable, he looked at the lawyer and he said, "Now, which of these three was the neighbor?"
所以当耶稣把这个比喻讲完了以后，他就问这个律法师：那这个三个人里面，你说哪一个是好邻舍？
And in verse 37, the lawyer was forced to respond, "It was the one who had mercy on him."
所以这个律法师他就不得不回答说，那个怜悯人的那是一个好邻舍。
There was no other answer that he could give.
因为这个他实在没有什么好选择的，他只有一个标准答案。
And I want you to notice what Jesus said.
我请大家注意，耶稣说什么？
His challenge to the man was, "Now you go and do the same."
耶稣的挑战就是你去照样行。
That is the challenge to you and I this morning.
这也是耶稣给我们今天早上的挑战。
To go and do the same.
去做照样行。
To allow the love that Christ has given to us, that we have been transformed by, to impact not just us, but those around us is the charge that we've been given.
所以让我们因为受到耶稣的爱所激励的，不只是说爱我们自己而已，而是爱我们旁边一切有需要的人。
We may know the right thing to do, but if we're not doing it, it doesn't matter.
我们常常是知道应该做什么，但是如果你只知道应该做什么而不去做，那就是没有什么好处的。
I want you to pray with me.
大家跟我一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们的天父啊。